the Skagway Borough Assembly unanimously approved Resolution 23-30R on January 18th, paving the way to sell lots in Garden City RV Park for housing. The municipality bought the RV park from the Diocese of Juneau in 2013 for $1.7 million. When then-Assemblymember Sam Bass proposed a resolution to dispose of the property for housing in 2021, Skagway Traditional Council asked that a portion of the land be gifted to them. The Pius X Mission Boarding School for Indian Children operated on the site of Garden City from 1932 to 1959. In a 2019 letter from the Diocese of Juneau, Francis Cowgill, who served at Pius X from 1952 to 1959 as assistant priest, was among a list of men determined by the Diocese Independent Commission to have credible evidence of sexual misconduct involving minors and vulnerable adults. A 2023 archaeological assessment of Pius X, done in cooperation with STC and the municipality, did not discover unmarked graves, as were found in mission schools across the U.S. and Canada, including nearby Carcross. The results of the study leave STC with little peace. STC Chair Jamie Bricker said the lack of enrollment records means there are missing Native children. Previous draft resolutions proposed varying amounts of land be repatriated to STC, ranging from 1 to 12 lots. In August 2023, STC declined to continue discussions with the municipality, saying the difficult process and lack of progress was taking an emotional toll on its members. The final legislation subdivides blocks 95 and 102 into 24 parcels. It sets aside two blocks of Block 95 as a memorial site to acknowledge and commemorate the existence and operation of the Pius X Mission Residential Boarding School. The resolution does not specify if the lots would belong to the municipality or STC. Four 5,000-square-foot lots of Block 102 will be sold by lottery to Skagway residents who qualify as first-time home buyers. Two lots of Block 102 are reserved for a possible future municipal project, such as multi-unit housing. Two 10,000-square-foot lots within business general zoning are for multi-family housing by bid, with purchasers required to develop housing to municipality specifications. A dry RV park will continue operating on Block 95 as Pullen Creek RV Overflow until further assembly instruction. Staff is directed to create a timeline and budget for assembly review. Staff is also directed to discuss the future of Block 95 with STC and report back to the assembly monthly. Resolution 23-30R was intensely debated for 45 minutes with three amendments to the main amendment. 15 of the 45 minutes was used by Assemblymember Dan Henry, who lectured the hall in a loud voice as he repeatedly slapped the table. At one point in the proceedings, frustration evident, Henry told the body he would vote yes on the next amendment, whatever it was.
If somebody makes an amendment that we have to stand on our head and play the harmonica to God Bless America, I'm going to vote yes for it. I don't care what the next amendment is. I'm going to vote yes. So this thing gets off of this table, does not go back to a committee, gets an RFP put together so we can liquidate some property and get some people building houses. So make whatever amendment you want. Know you're going to get one yes vote.
Assemblymember Kate Colodi, seated next to Henry, took a more measured approach.
I know that we're all tired and ready to get it off the table, but I appreciate everyone's willingness to do this right through the process.
The resolution is expected to be signed next week when Mayor Sam Bass returns for Mineral Roundup and will be posted to the municipal website. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.